iHeartRadio Canada. Today, hanging out with Johnny Orlando. How's it going, buddy?
Hello. I'm good.
Good to see you. Yeah. Exciting times. August. Tell me about the 19th. What's happening?
Indeed. Debut album, which is nuts to say. My sister yesterday was like, oh, okay, so we're like 2 months away. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
How did this happen?
It's flown by.
Yeah. It feels like we just... It was beginning of 2020.
Right, that's when you started working on it?
End of 2020.
Okay.
Yeah. That's when we started, like, conceptualizing everything. And then we started sessions at the top of 2021.
Yeah.
And time flies. It really does. I didn't realize that we were this far down the road.
Well, but we're almost here.
Yeah. Congrats. It's delivered. It's ready to go. Thank you.
Yeah. So you've got three songs that have dropped from it already.
Yeah.
The latest one being Blur.
Yep.
So who is the, like, I've got this theory that that's not a female on the track with you. It's you, but your voice has been pitched up. Or is it a female?
It's a sample. It might be a dude. I'm not sure. But it was just like, it was already in the track.
I was like, so who is that? Yeah.
The beat was already made when we got to the session. And there was a little chorus melody over, like the hook part.
Yeah.
And I think we used like a little bit of that and then like rewrote the rest of the song. But that was already there.
Nice.
That's what we based the lyrical idea around.
And the music video, that must have been a while ago because it looks freezing.
Well, the weather does change quickly.
That's true.
When was it? It was in April.
Okay, yeah, we got the fact checker here. What would you say we can expect, you know, from the other songs on this album? Similar vibe to that one, Blur, or, you know?
Well, for the most part, we put out the upbeat songs as the singles. So I think it's more sad, the rest of the album that people haven't heard. There's a lot of personal stuff. And then we have a couple bangers up our sleeves still.
Oh,
but
yeah?
Yeah. I think there's like five or six, I think it's like six songs that like people have never heard before.
Yeah.
And then the other ones we've either like teased and so that people like put together the songs on YouTube, or they're out already.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because like everyone's doing like album rollouts and new music rollouts differently now. It's like TikTok or like.
There's no strategy anymore. Like the labels are always kind of like, okay, so like what are we doing for TikTok? Like what are we gonna do this time? And we just brainstorm because there's no blueprint anymore with social media. It's so strange.
Yeah.
Especially TikTok is just putting a rift in everyone's plans. It's fun though.
Do you enjoy that? Yeah, you like it?
It's definitely a challenge. And it's very like reminiscent of our early days on YouTube, because like we had no idea what the hell we were doing. I'm sure there was a strategy back then, we just had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
So we were kind of just like freestyling. Like Darian was really the mastermind, and she'd be like, oh, like I think it'll, like if we tease this and then I make a trailer and then whatever, then the video will do better. Or if we put it out in the morning versus at night. And that's what people are having to do again. They're having to figure out the algorithm and what works and what doesn't. So we're like trying to look at data, but like it's hard. I feel like you'd have a better luck just like, it's like a shot in the dark.
It is. Like the stuff that you put the most work into never does well. And then the stuff that you put no work into just like blows out.
I'm going to wake up at 7:46 because that's when the most of my followers are active. That video gets like 20K.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Are you a morning guy? That sounds
absolutely
pretty early.
No.
Okay.
I was about 5 in the morning last night.
Really?
Yeah.
What were you doing up so late?
I was chatting. I was on FaceTime.
You just couldn't sleep for the new album?
No. And well, I played in a hockey game yesterday, beer league. It was my first game. I was so fired up. We won. I didn't score. I was very bad. But I took pre-workout at like 8 o'clock, which is probably my fault.
Bold move. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was fun. It was good.
Nice. Are you a summer guy? Like, do you like this time of year? Is that why you picked August for the album?
I think it kind of just ended up being like that. And a lot of the songs are pretty like light and upbeat, so it kind of just like works.
I'd
say I'm a summer guy. The only thing I really hate about winter is when it just like is gray. I hate the grayness.
Yeah.
And I hate that the sun sets at like 4 o'clock. Those two things drive me nuts. I love snow. I don't mind the cold at all, really.
Right.
I have to go somewhere.
Yeah, it's nice to experience a little bit of everything.
Where are you from?
I'm from the UK. Yeah.
You get a lot of gloom.
Yeah, we get a lot of gloom. Yeah. It's grey. It's just grey is the weather. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, a bit like this room. Just grey.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why they painted it this colour, just to make me feel at home.
It's the UK room.
Yeah. We actually spoke, like, during, like, peak lockdown.
I was going to say, you look very familiar.
Well, I was playing your song on like my weekend show, and you like I think posted on your story like, I can't believe this is the first time I'm hearing the song on the radio.
And I said,
let's call each other. You called me and you were at Chipotle and you were like, yeah, I'm just at Chipotle getting some food. And I heard the song on the radio and I was like,
I was with my friend.
Yeah.
I was with my buddy. He took a video of me. Oh my God. Yes. I do remember that.
Yeah. I think you posted it.
I was with my buddy Piercy. We were just like, he was like the only guy that I was really like seeing at that point.
Right.
Like that was like pretty. It was like summerish.
Yeah.
No, it was like late summer.
Yeah, it was all a blur.
It was all a blur.
Hey.
Yeah. But I remember, yeah, we were in the Chipotle parking lot, and they told me ahead of time, like, okay, the song's gonna play at like 12:05.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So go on the radio, 12:05. And starts playing. I start losing my mind. And Piercy was like, he's like a big hockey dude. He's like, do you want me to take a video, dude? And I was like, yeah, man, like, yeah, take a video. I still see that video like bouncing around to this day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was so fired up. Thanks, man.
Yeah, no worries. I was like, get me a burrito. And then you were like, oh, you're breaking up. Yeah, that was sweet. Well, listen, thanks so much for stopping by.
Of course.
We cannot wait for the rest of the album when it drops. August 19th?
August 19th.
You want to tell everyone a little bit more
about it? Don't forget it.
Yeah.
August 19th. I almost said It's Never Really Over. That was my EP. That's already out. All the Things That Could Go Wrong, my debut album, is out August 19th. Save the date. Is that what people say?
Save the date.
Save the date.
I mean, you're not asking anyone to prom, are you? But
I don't know what that saying means. Yeah. I hear a lot of things and it sounds nice to
don't
say.
Forget
Save
it.
The date.
Yeah. August 19th. Thanks so much, Johnny. Thanks for stopping by.
Of course.
Cool.
Thank you, man.
Thanks.